I missed this because of the weekend, and now I got it this morning, and Jeff said, well, this actually was kind of a big thing yesterday.
I think this is the biggest non-event in the world sports next to the NFL Pro Bowl. It goes NFL Pro Bowl, then NBA All-Star Game. It's just, it is so...
This actually made it relevant, if you think about it.
There was literally nothing on TV on Sunday.
What about the Olympics?
And I'm sitting there, and I'm scrolling through... And I don't want to watch the Olympics. I don't want to watch...
Because you've been probably only watching the Olympics.
Yeah, because the Olympics has been, you know, we've been bombarded with Olympic coverage. And so I'm like, well, you know what? NBA All-Star Game's on tonight. I'll go ahead and check that out. And I'm watching, and it's like, you know, it's in the third quarter, and the score, they're already in triple digits. I'm like, are you kidding me with this? And there's just guys going down, jacking up threes. That's all it is. No defense whatsoever. It's just the dumbest basketball game I've ever seen. It makes no sense. But apparently I missed the best part. And the best part was before the show. Here's Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal before the show. See, I call it a show. I don't even call it a sporting event. I don't call it a game. I call it a show because that's what it was.
And Charles Barkley, what?
Can we talk about Fergie's national anthem? Oh, stop. Don't do that. Don't do that to my Fergie. Leave it alone. Fergie, I love you. It was different. It was sexy. I like it. It was different. Leave it alone.
It was
different after that. Yeah, leave it alone.
Charles Barkley said
you're damn right it was different. I need a cigarette.
Said he needed a cigarette after it.
Was that Charles that said that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is
so funny.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Oh, wow.
What so proudly wait?
What producer? What? Do you have a team, Fergie? Who sat there?
Does everyone hate you, Fergie?
Somebody sit there while you were rehearsing this and go, uh-huh.
Yep, that's it.
That's what you got to go with. That is what you got to go with because it's going to win everybody over because that person should not only be fired but be blacklisted from entertainment at all costs.
At the twilight's last gleaming.
Oh, man.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
It's like chestnuts roasting on an open fire and the national anthem put together.
Through the perilous fight.
Oh, yeah, dirty.
For the
here it comes. This is my favorite part.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
Actually, now when I hear it without the visuals.
It's better without the visuals. For some reason, just looking at her, she looks like she was written hard but away wet.
And seeing all the pictures of people in the audience
is
response.
She looks like she had a rough night. I just want to cough.
That a flag was still there.
Oh no.
Does that star?
Love it.
Spangled banner.
Right here.
What? Why not just sing it normal? It's just one of those songs.
People are laughing.
For the land.
Oh, great.
And the home.
Oh, gosh.
Of the brave.
There she is. Yeah. Come on back, Gary. Yeah, or I'm sorry.
Carl Lewis, your thoughts?
Service.
Here we go. Oh,
this is better.
it's not.
Oh, say, can you see? And the Rockets red flag. Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
Oh, oh boy, I'll make
Charlie Steiner. Charlie Steiner. Now the voice of the Dodgers.
Sarge National Anthem.
Is he drunk?
Written by Francis Scott off key. Those are last night's low lights. They are last night's highlights.
Wow.
Oh, I love it. I miss the days Charlie Steiner was on ESPN Sports Center.
Apparently, Fergie, after that performance, apologized. She says that, I've always been honored and proud to perform the national anthem, and last night I wanted to try something special for the NBA. I'm a risk taker. I'm artistic. But clearly, this rendition didn't strike the intended tone. I love this country, and honestly, I tried my best. I love that. Yeah, there it is. Again. Oh, you know dogs were howling. That's what you should do.
Do they not submit an audition tape to the NBA? They're like, oh, it's
Fergie. Let's play some basketball!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
That was the best part right there.
Sure. We could play some basketball.
That'd be a fun test. Just turn
Guys,
that part up.
Guys, laughing at me. Go play some basketball.
And see how the dogs howl. If we should call up Steve at the Humane Society. Say, hey, can you pipe this into the sound system? I want to hear how many dogs start howling as Fergie sings the national anthem.
93.3 KZOZ rocks the 805.